Good morning. It's March 29th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same name. Our topic today, pray. If you worry, why worry? If you pray, why worry? Worry is a waste of the imagination. When life knocks you to your knees, just pray there. The closest distance between a problem and its solution is the distance between your knees and the floor. Mary and David Compton. Prayer used to confuse me. I mean, I know we're supposed to be able to ask God anything, and He will listen, Philippians 4:6. But I also learned early on that God sees into our hearts and judges us not on our actions, but what He finds on the inside. Luke 16:15, Proverbs 21:2. Jeremiah 17:10, 1 Samuel 16:7. On top of that, God already knows what I want or need before I even ask Him. Matthew 6:8. So what's the point? It took well into adulthood for me to figure out that if God told us to pray over and over again throughout the Bible, that He probably had a good reason. Combine that with the startling realization that God's love is perfectly faithful, and it started to dawn on me that maybe prayer is good for us, like exercise, or fiber, or avoiding processed sugar. The New Testament is pretty relentless in driving home the point that the whole gospel thing is really about the relationship. Even the best-known verse in the entire Bible, the verse that people know who haven't cracked another chapter, ever, know that, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. Why did God do that? Because He so loved the world. Well, what do you do when you love someone? Stare at them from across the room? Gaze at a picture of them all day? Ask other people if they think that certain someone likes you? No. If you love someone, you tell them. True, you tell them because you want them to know. But even if they already know, you tell them because it feels good to tell them, and it feels good for them to tell you. In short, when you are in love with someone, you want to be with them as much as possible, you want to talk to them and tell them all your feelings, and you want to know what they think and hear what they have to say. I guess you can figure out how you do that if the one you love happens to be the Creator, your Savior, and the Spirit that dwells within you all at the same time, right? You guessed it. Prayer. I don't think Christ would have been as specific as He was in Matthew 6:5 if He didn't think the process was important for our health. He wanted to make sure we didn't pray in public if our motivation became self-aggrandizement after being praised for our wise words. He wanted us to pray in private so that He, who knows what we do in secret, might reward us. He said not to use a bunch of big words and long drawn-out prayers to impress people because He already knows what we need before we ask. Instead, pray simply, like the Lord's Prayer He gave us demonstrates. I was taught to always pray capital A-C-T-S, which stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. True, all of these things are good to contemplate, and doing so from time to time will provide spiritual nourishment. But it's okay to just have a conversation with God, just as Jesus did multiple times in the Gospels. Daily prayers lessen daily cares. Next time you pray, think about what it means to love your own children, if you have them. Think about how much you want them to know that you love them. Your children may tell you that they know you love them, or they may tell you that they love you. But when they unburden their hearts to you because they trust you and want your guidance, that's when you really feel their love. God may already know what's on your mind, but telling your Creator and Savior what's on your heart, well, that just has to make Him smile. And after you have, remember to stop, look, and listen. You will get an answer. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in Your sight, Lord, my Rock and my Redeemer. Psalm 19:14. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support. Psalm 20:1. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us, that you have a plan for us, that you want to hear from us, and that you have told us it's okay to approach a very big God with any little issue we have, and know that it is pleasing to you to listen and respond. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.